This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Roots, Root in the house, Roots. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show from Wayne Manor. I'm your host, otherwise known as War, standing for Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Networks, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. We're joined by 80 million cable and satellite households, and of course, NewsmaxTV.com. And if you don't have cable or satellite or Roku, you could just go to NewsmaxTV.com or YouTube TV and just on Newsmax TV, click on Watch Live Now. On YouTube, click on or type in Newsmax TV, and boom, I'm on live. Really busy news day, as usual. Great day in Trump land because some good things are happening, but also a tough day because the terrible things that happened in New Zealand. And it's a million miles away. It's a small country. It's got virtually nothing to do with us, and yet I feel great compassion and send prayers and condolences to the people of New Zealand. Terrible thing. But, of course, liberals always see it so different than we do. They see it as, oh, my God, racism. Oh, my God, white extremism. Oh, my God, Muslim hatred. Oh, my God, guns. And I see it as, number one, a mentally ill individual, which you cannot ever stop. And number two, people will always have guns, always get guns. And if they can't get guns, they'll kill you with knives. They'll kill you with cars. They'll kill you with bombs. It does not matter. What matters is that you, a legal citizen who is law-abiding and is licensed and registered to carry, like a CCW, has a gun at church or at your mosque or at your Jewish temple. And there's got to be people there who can defend themselves and defend everyone in that synagogue, mosque, church, so that you're not all sitting ducks. And sure enough, that was my very first tweet. And I knew there was a chance that some liberals would see it as a horrible tweet. I don't know if they did. I never actually saw any great response against me. But all of a sudden, right after I tweeted, about a half hour later, I saw that the guy in New Zealand, the crazy terrorist, white extremist terrorist from Australia who killed all those people in the New Zealand mosque, all of a sudden I saw that there had been two attacks, and I guess there were multiple people involved, and in the second attack, one of the Muslims in the mosque had a gun and shot at the attackers, and they got back in their car, ran to their car, and drove away. So, yes, 49 or so were killed in the first one. That was the last report I saw, was 49 killed. But there would have been another 49 killed, and instead they weren't, because of a good guy with a gun. And for those who think, you know, we are hateful towards Muslims, just not true. Not true at all. I think a Muslim with a gun who's a legal, law-abiding citizen who uses the gun to stop a terror attack is a good guy and a hero. And a hero. And that guy prevented another 50 people from being killed. So, you know, you never have to be scared if you're carrying a gun. It's a great equalizer. You don't even have to use it. If you're in a park at night and you're walking your dog and three creeps walk towards you, you just shoot the gun twice in the air. It doesn't hurt a person, doesn't hit a person. They will scatter and run for their lives. And while they're running, they'll scream like little girls. Ah! And when you're in church, get a CCW, have a gun, be armed, look around, be aware of the situation around you, have situational awareness, and be ready to defend your family and all the other wonderful families at that church, at that temple, at that synagogue, at that mosque. And yes, a Muslim with a gun who's a good guy, who doesn't believe in Sharia law, is not an Islamic extremist, doesn't want to hurt me because I'm white, doesn't want to kill me because I'm Jewish, doesn't want to kill me because I'm American, that guy is no different than I am, and is a good guy, and will defend you, and that's good. So the second, you know, the big lesson is the second mosque, nobody died, no one was hurt, because there was a guy with a gun, a good guy. Good guy with a gun will always stop a bad guy with a gun. All right, there's so much going on in the world, I'll get to it all, I do want to read you my commentary. that'll appear in this Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and in newspapers around the country, because it's syndicated by Creators Syndicate now. I think I'm the only guy in the entire United States, certainly the only conservative that I know of, who has national radio, national TV, and national newspaper syndication. So it's called The College Cheating Scandal Becomes Personal. It's been quite a week. I found myself smack dab in the middle of the biggest news headlines. I was the first in the nation to recommend President Trump declare a national security emergency and grab funds for the military budget. I made sure to build the wall, of course. I made sure my Review Journal newspaper column was handed directly to the president in Mar-a-Lago back in November. And after the president issues a veto, my dream will be on the verge of becoming a reality. What an honor. And he issued the veto today. Second, I wrote an RJ column only weeks ago calling Democrats, quote, border crisis deniers. And I made sure to send that column off to the Trump White House. I advised it was time to fight fire with fire. Democrats falsely call us climate change deniers. It's high time to brand them as border crisis deniers. I was honored to see President Trump tweet out my exact words a few days ago. He branded Democrats on Twitter as border deniers. Thank you. Honored. Third, I wrote a column here a week ago called Jexit, imploring Jews to make an exodus from a Democratic Party filled with Jew haters. My column and my brand name Jexit were quoted in media across the country over the past few days. What a great honor seeing my ideas and branding in the Las Vegas Review-Journal having such an effect on U.S. politics. Now we come to the worst scandal in the history of the U.S. education system. I never imagined being in the middle of that one. It turns out my son, Hudson Root, was cheated out of not only a well-deserved acceptance at USC, but a large academic scholarship. A little background. My daughter, Dakota Root, was accepted by Harvard, Stanford, and every other great Ivy League university in America. She had the top SAT scores in the nation and won the prestigious National Merit Presidential Scholarship. My son, Hudson, had similar SAT scores to Dakota and also won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship. He could have been accepted by Harvard and any other top Ivy League college in the country. But for Hudson, the dream was always USC. He visited USC, he made friends at USC, he talked to alumni at USC, he lived and breathed USC. National Merit asked him to narrow his choice to one college to apply the presidential scholarship to. If he won, he chose USC. And USC promised a 50% scholarship to winners of the presidential scholarship if they chose to attend USC. And Hudson won the presidential scholarship. Out of all the kids in America, he won. His USC dream was about to become a reality. And so was his 50% scholarship. And that, of course, was Dad's dream. 50% off the college bill. Then he received a rejection letter from USC. We were all in shock. Everyone in the world that knew Hudson was in shock because his resume was good enough for Harvard. But USC rejected him? Now it turns out many wealthy cheaters stole his USC slot, including the undeserving slacker children of Hollywood stars like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. But here in Vegas, I could point to specific cheaters who stole his spot. There are limited slots at USC for Las Vegas kids. Hudson was clearly among the best and brightest USC applicants in the nation, let alone Vegas. Yet his slot was directly stolen, it appears, by the wealthy Kimmel and Aziz families of Las Vegas. Now, you think either of the Kimmel or Aziz kids have the highest SAT scores in the nation, like Hudson? No. Without someone else fraudulently taking the test for them? No way. You think either of those kids won the prestigious National Merit Presidential Scholarship? Absolutely not. Want to bet? Hudson was robbed, cheated out of his lifelong dream. Class action lawsuits have already been filed from coast to coast, but not one student scholar in the country has a better case than Hudson Root. USC has some explaining to do, and if they don't make it right, the weight of the U.S. legal system is about to come crashing down upon their heads. My column for Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and syndicated all over the United States by Creators Syndicate. All right, other big news stories. Tying into that column, Trump signs his first ever veto upholding the border emergency declaration. He will not allow them to block the United States Congress and the U.S. Senate to block the national security emergency that I invented and created. And breaking news, the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, defends my national security emergency declaration. He says, he says to President Trump, your declaration of a border emergency is clearly authorized. Border angel parents joined President Trump during the signing to kill the congressional bill blocking the president's emergency declaration. And I think those angel moms and angel dads need to appear in Trump campaign ads and Republican campaign ads in 2020. And they need to say there's no possible way that anybody's against the wall unless they're taking payoffs from the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartel. That's got to be the new theme of the Republican Party. I'm telling you right now, that's the new theme. It's all about the Mexican drug cartels. They're paying off the Democratic politicians and clearly a few of the Republican rhinos as well. There's no other rational reason why you'd be against the wall. By the way, $25 billion is nothing. It's like me taking a one out of my wallet. It's a joke. What do I give a crap about a one? I don't even give ones to the valet parkers in Vegas anymore. I give twos and threes and fives and occasionally 20s. And I'm not rich. $1 means nothing. $1, you can light with a big lighter. You can throw it in the fireplace. It doesn't matter. That's how unimportant $1 is. Well, $25 billion is that unimportant in the American budget that's now, what, $4.9 trillion? $25 billion is a joke. It's not even a dollar out of my wallet. It's like 10 cents. So anybody freaking out over 10 cents from their wallet for something that could protect America's children on a border that's clearly in crisis with 20 different directions, rapes and human trafficking and drug trafficking and welfare and the national debt, is taking bribes. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Alaruth, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio and Newsmax TV. And by the way, Ocasio-Cortez, UK Daily Mail cover story right now. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez faces backlash as her unfavorable rating jumps 15 points since she shot to fame during the election campaign. See, the thing that people understand is the more people get to know you, the more they generally hate you. It doesn't matter. And I'm not talking about Ocasio-Cortez. I mean anybody. For the most part, any politician, you know, like, example, first ladies are so beloved. You know why first ladies are beloved? Because they never talk politics. They only say nice things, and they only hold nice charitable events. Everything is for women that have been attacked, little babies that have been orphaned, whales that have been shot. Everything is, you know, everything is nice. So, of course, you're going to like somebody who does things like that. But the husband, the politician, the president of the first lady, the husband of the first lady, he talks politics every day, and every single time that you talk politics, you lose half the audience. Half of the people hate what you have to say. That's just life. When you talk a lot, half the people are not going to like what you have to say. And the more you talk, the more you start losing half of this group, half of that group, half of that group. So, you know, it's so easy to say somebody's popular. No one ever heard of Ocasio-Cortez. 99% of Americans know everything about Trump, and they don't know anything about Ocasio-Cortez. That's why they still like her. But as soon as they find out about Ocasio-Cortez, they're going to not like her. Just to let you know. All right, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's syndicated all over this great country by USA Radio Network. Blessed by God, syndicated by USA, as I always say. Fred Weinberg is the CEO of USA Radio, the first guy who said, let's syndicate Wayne all over the country. Thank you, Fred. Edward Stoltz is the CEO of 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET and Rice Broadcasting. Ed's the first guy that said, let's put Wayne Root in prime time. Let's fire Mark Levin and put Wayne Root in there. Afternoon drive in Las Vegas. Ed, great move. Brilliant move. You are a brilliant man. God bless you. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free anytime at 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, that's 833-927-8255. My website's RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot at Gmail is my email. Email me anytime you want, WayneRoot at Gmail. And you can find out what I have to say at Twitter. I tweet out all day long. Most interesting tweets you've ever seen, at Real WayneRoot, at Real WayneRoot. You can find this radio show right here if you're on the flagship station, 790 Talk Now, which is at 790 a.m. in Las Vegas. Or you can find us at usaradio.com. Click on Listen Live Now at the top of the page, and you can listen to me 3 hours a day live. Or you can go to iHeartRadio and get me on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. You can find me on TV, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And repeated the next day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. Or you can just go to YouTube and type in Newsmax TV, and I'm on live at 8 o'clock Eastern. Or you can go to NewsmaxTV.com and just click on the top of the page. Watch live now, and you can watch me on your screen. Or get the Newsmax app on your phone. Or go to Roku. Wayne Allyn Root. All right. Some things in the news. I told you that the Attorney General defended President Trump's declaration of a national security emergency. It's really Wayne Root's declaration. He sided with President Trump. Barr said the president absolutely has the right to declare a national emergency on the southern border. He says the veto is the right thing to do, and the declaration will hold up in a court of law. Mr. President, your declaration of emergency on the southern border was clearly authorized under law, consistent with past precedent. The humanitarian and security crisis that we currently have right now on the border is exactly the type of emergency that presidents are permitted to address. And then Ann Coulter weighed in. She said, Attorney General Bill Barr on the border emergency declaration. He's the Attorney General of the U.S., but I'm sure constitutional scholars like Rand Paul and Lisa Murkowski know better. As did Tom Fitton. Tom Fitton said, I agree with the Attorney General. So do I. It was my idea. Don't forget about that. And you know the irony? The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. is building more fences to enhance security, but you're not allowing a fence on the U.S. border. Maybe Democrats should be placed in a zoo so for the rest of all time, children can look in and watch them. You know, like in the freaking lion setup in a zoo. You could just watch Democrats in their natural habitat and watch people who are bought off and paid for by the Mexican drug cartels. That's why they don't want a wall.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has vetoed congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
It was his first presidential veto. The Senate joined the House this week by passing a resolution of disapproval. The president notes some of the irony regarding the votes in the House and Senate.
The only emergency Congress voted to revoke was the one to protect our own country. So think of that. With all of the national emergencies, this was the one they don't want to do.
The Florida man accused of mailing explosive devices to top Democrats and other Trump critics is expected to enter a guilty plea. Court documents show Cesar Sayoc Jr. will enter the plea at a March 21st hearing in Manhattan. The Dow was up 139 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call.
This is George Norris from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. See, now I know what my son did get into USC with probably the best SAT scores of any kid in the entire Las Vegas that did not get accepted by USC. The only kid in the whole Vegas who won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship. 6,000 kids out of 3 million a year win that scholarship. And they have to pick one school they wanted to apply to before they know if they'll win it and before they knew which school they'll be accepted by. And he didn't pick Harvard. He didn't pick Stanford. My son Hudson picked USC, and his heart set on USC, was in a state of shock when USC turned him down. And all these creeps stole his seat. And here's another one. Headline of the UK Daily Mail. Famous marketing CEO Jane Buckingham co-hosted a fundraiser for Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's presidential run with Will Ferrell attending the fundraiser just days before she was charged in the college bribery scandal after paying $50,000 to have someone take her son's ACT exam, ACT exam. Amazing, isn't it? All these rich punks and rich, spoiled brat, lucky sperm club losers. And guess where her son wound up? USC. He was lying in bed with tonsillitis, and she paid 50 grand for someone to fly to Texas and take his ACT exam instead of him and claim it was him. And she sent him handwriting samples so he could study his handwriting. And he winds up at USC, and my son gets rejected from USC, even though my son has the highest SAT scores in the nation and is the presidential National Merit Scholarship Presidential Scholarship Award winner. And they reject him, even though he has Harvard grades. USC rejects him. Well, USC, you got a big problem, baby, because I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, baby, and I'm going to be bringing lots of lawyers with me. All right, we've got our guest with us, Victor Davis Hanson, who has written many books, best-selling author. I'm a fan of his. He's the author of a new book called The Case for Trump. He's a senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. Every conservative should love this guy. He writes great stuff. Victor Davis Hanson, and I looked up his book before he came on the show, and it's number 20 out of the millions and millions of books sold at Amazon, number one in a ton of categories, but number 20 out of every single book at Amazon, The Case for Trump. Welcome to the show, Victor Davis Hanson. Great honor to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, it's my honor to have you on the show. And by the way, my son also had Stanford-like grades, got rejected by Stanford, even though my daughter had the exact same grades as my son. And she got accepted by both Harvard and Stanford because, of course, they love girls. They didn't know my politics at the time. I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee. They had no idea I was a Trump conservative. And, of course, you know, at the time, I assume maybe this kind of cheating maybe wasn't going on. I don't know. But my son had the same SAT scores, loved Stanford, loved USC, got rejected by both. My daughter had the same SAT scores, also a presidential National Merit Scholar, and she got into both Stanford and Harvard. I think it's absolutely disgraceful, disgusting, and I think it's the scandal of all time, and they're going to be paying out a lot of money in lawsuits, and I'll tell you what, I expect to be one of the victors.
Well, good. I think it feeds into the Trump narrative, and the book is dedicated to the deplorables and the irredeemables, and it's because the people who were doing this were not the kids of welders in Bakersfield or Amarillo, Texas.
And they weren't the kids of Republicans, Victor. I think you'll find 90% were all Democrats. I guarantee you. All the Hollywood ones and all the CEOs, they were all big Dems. And look at the one I just named. She turned out to be a fundraiser for Gillibrand. So they were all the same.
Yeah. And so I think part of the disdain for Trump was a lot of very wealthy white liberals that felt guilty about their privilege, and a lot of them do have privilege, and they sort of project it on other working class people that don't have any privilege.
Correct.
It's a way of sort of squaring their own circle that they're in a paradox because they hate Trump so much and they virtue signal and they say this and that about progressive identity politics, and then privately they try to use every legal and illegal means that's accessible to their wealth and power to basically warp the law and break regulations and act unethically.
I couldn't agree with you more. I went to Columbia University, and I was a son of a butcher. I'm an SOB. And all the kids I met at Columbia, Victor Davis Hanson, were all little spoiled brat, lucky sperm club rich kids, and they were all commies. They weren't liberals. They said, I am a communist. I hate America. I want to bring capitalism down. And I couldn't understand how all these rich, spoiled kids that had gone to private schools and had fancy cars hated America so much, hated their parents so much, and hated white people, even though every one of them was white. It was the weirdest thing I ever saw, and that's where my political philosophy was born. I said, you know what?
Yeah.
All the working class people who earned it at Columbia are all Republicans, and all the ones whose mommies and daddies got them in by spending a lot of money. I didn't know they bribed people, but I knew they bought the front of buildings, they made big donations. I said, all of them hate their parents because they're guilty. They've got white guilt. That's where my political philosophy was born.
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the reasons that, remember, Trump didn't run in a vacuum. In 2016, he ran against a candidate that sort of her own scandals, her husband's scandals, they sort of nullified any media obsessions with Trump's liabilities. And in 2020, Trump not only has a record this time, but he's going to be running on the message that I'm, whatever you may think of me, you suburban swing voters, I'm not a socialist and I don't believe in reparations or abortion as near infanticide or 90% income tax, wealth tax, new Green Deal, abolishing ICE, abolishing Electoral College. So we'll see to what degree the left is going to be able to tag their candidates with this menu that none of the issues within it poll 51%. And it will be very interesting to see what happens. But I think, go ahead.
Well, I just want to get your take on a couple of things. First of all, I'm the world's biggest Trump fan, but even I understand that he hasn't passed as many things as I would like yet. But it's only been 2 years, and hopefully he has six more years to go. And the amount of people against him and the swamp and the D.C. deep state is just unprecedented and huge. He's like the movie The 300. It's the world against Trump. So, I mean, it's not his fault that a lot of things haven't gone through. I wanted to get your take on, like, the Ann Coulters of the world who claim the guy has done absolutely nothing and he's a failure. I think he's done a lot, considering what he's up against, but of course I certainly hope for a lot more.
Yeah, I think everybody's that way. And I mean, Ann Coulter doesn't talk about 3% annualized GDP growth or record minority unemployment or almost record low unemployment for everybody at about 3.8 in peacetime. And then we're the world's largest oil and natural gas producer, soon to be exporter, deregulation. These constructionist judges, he keeps pushing through. He did his best to try to build the wall in the sense of getting it through Congress along with the repeal of Obamacare. But for 2 years, Paul Ryan really wasn't on the protocol, and Mitch McConnell was on justices, but somewhat not. I think Ann has to realize that you don't have to be perfect to be good. And given the alternative where we would be with a 16-year Clinton-Obama rule, and we've only had 2 years, I think we're in pretty good shape. I don't know how Trump gets up every morning at the age of 72 and looks at what they say about his family, his wife, his children.
Right,
him,
I agree.
90% or 85%, according to Shorenstein Center, negative press coverage. They read the progressives in Congress, the administrative state, the courts, they all seek refuge in the Emoluments Clause, the impeachment article, the 25th Amendment, right out of the gate they sued on the voting machines, they tried to block the electors from voting according to constitutional responsibility. We've had this weird McCabe-Rosenstein pseudo-coup or whatever it was, and then the Mueller investigation. I mean, it's almost every means necessary are justified because of getting Trump out. They feel that, you know, he's so dangerous that they can break the law or act unethically to abort his presidency before 2020. I don't know how he gets up every morning and puts up with it, but I would be able to do it.
Look, I'd like to see Ann Coulter. Look, Ann Coulter's great. I believe in the same thing she does. I'm sure you do, too. But I'd like to see Ann Coulter live in the White House as President of the United States and hear the same thing said about her and her. You know, she doesn't have children, but if she had children, could you imagine if they were all facing prison? They kept saying they're all going to go to prison. It's just, Ann Coulter would not survive it. Nobody would. Donald Trump is Superman. There's no other way to describe it. And he's one man against the world. And the progress he's made is not enough for me, but it is enough considering what he's been facing. It's more than anyone else could have done against those kind of odds, right?
Oh, I agree entirely. That's why I wrote the book. I was trying not to be a Trump rah-rah person, but not to be, you know, anti-Trump, but just to analyze what he's done, how he got elected, what was his message, why people hate him so much, and what's the prognosis. And when I finished the book, I thought, we really haven't seen this level of vitriol in history. His behavior once he got in the White House was much better than Bill Clinton's or JFK's, or even people like Harry Truman in some cases, FDR. So a lot of this derangement syndrome is based on the shock that he was not supposed to win. He's the first president without military or political experience. He's the first Republican in maybe 20 years that doesn't play by the markers of Queensbury rules. He's not McCain. He's not a Romney. He fights back in kind. And so he's almost single-handedly stopping the trajectory of the whole progressive project, which they thought would be a 16-year at least, fundamental transformation in the United States. So I'm a realist. Anything over 51% is preferable to 49%. He's given us a lot more than 51% of conservative message.
All right, Victor, hold on. All right, hold on through the break. You hear the music. It means we're going to a quick ad break. When we get back, we'll do more with Victor Davis Hanson, author of the new book, The Case for Trump. And by the way, as we're speaking, the book is already doing better. It was number 20 out of every book in Amazon. It's now number 18 of every book in Amazon. We're talking about, I think, 6 million books. He's number 18, and he's number 1 in every political category. Congratulations on your over-the-top winner, Victor Davis Hanson. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. The most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
War now! If you...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. We'll continue with our guest in just a minute, Victor Davis Hanson, who has a huge hit, his new book, The Case for Trump. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. Instead of health insurance, is an alternative. It's Christian health sharing, and I chose it 3 years ago, and I was nervous as hell. Believe me, nervous as hell. I probably shouldn't use the word hell in an ad for a Christian health sharing, right? I was nervous as heck whether you should do something like this, but I was paying $2,000 a month because of Obama. Obama ruined my life. My insurance went from $500 a month to $2,000, and then I found this Christian health sharing, and then after I found them, I thought, you know, I guess I should call them and see if they'll become sponsor of my radio show. And they did. And they were fantastic. And I, you know, all four of my kids were with them. And I've had nothing but fantastic results with them. And by the way, just on the scale of honesty, one of my listeners who loves me and sent the email 50 times, I love you, I love you, I love you, sent me an email and said, but you recommend Liberty Health Share, and me and my husband joined, and I've had a problem with them. They didn't pay me what I think they should pay me. And I'm very upset about that. So I went to the president of the company, gave him the complaint. She sent me an email this morning and said, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You're the greatest. They took care of everything. They made me happy. If you are a Wayne Root listener and a Wayne Root fan, Liberty Health Share is going to take care of you. Because if they don't, you're going to send an email to me, and Wayne Root's going to speak to the president of the company, and they're going to take care of you. So you will all be well taken care of by Liberty Health Share. They came through for me again, and don't forget with me, never been sick a day in my life, and then I had kidney stones a month ago, and I had to have surgery, first surgery of my life in a hospital with anesthesia, and I was scared to death of the bill, and they took care of it. They negotiated the bill with the hospital here in Las Vegas, and all I owed was the deductible, and nothing else. They were a godsend that I walked in the hospital with a great sense of relief and stress off my shoulders. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. They are the greatest. Call Liberty HealthShare. You don't get an endorsement like this every day. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. They don't just take care of me. I just proved for probably the fifth time, anytime anyone has a complaint, they contact me and Liberty takes care of it. My listeners are well taken care of. You got Wayne Root on your team. 855-585-4237, 855-58-LIBERTY or lightyourliberty.com. All right, we're back with our guest, Victor David Hansen, author of the new book, The Case for Trump. It is a hot-selling book. It is one of the best-selling books in the entire United States of America. And it was number 20 when the show began. And in the middle of the show, it already went lower. It was number 18 when I last looked. Let's see if it's moved again. I love to look at these things. I'll let you know in a minute. Let's talk about the book a little bit. First of all, Victor Davis Hansen, congratulations. Why do you think you owe such success with your book?
Well, I think it was a book that tried to be dispassionate and just analyze and not say Trump is a saint or a sinner. Just look what he said, how he got elected, what he's done. And then as a historian, give him credit, because a lot of people, there's a disconnect. They like the economy. They like unemployment. They like energy development. They like the new deterrent for foreign policy. And then they stop and they say, but Trump's fingerprints are on that, so I don't like it. And That bothered me, and that was one of the reasons I wrote the book. Yeah, so.
All right, well, right now it's number 18 of all the millions of books sold at Amazon. That is, well, listen, I wrote a national bestseller. It was called The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. That was in, I don't know, I think 2012, maybe. 2012, probably. And it opened up in bookstores as the number one political book. And at Amazon, on the first day, it was number 20 out of all books in Amazon. And I think it eventually went to number 10 of all books in Amazon. But that was only in the first 48 hours. And after that, it started to drop. And I don't think I ever got lower than number 10. And then it went to 20, then it went to 30, then it went to 50. Your book came out like 2 weeks ago. And you're not only number 20, you're now gaining. You're number 18. That's a really healthy sign that you're going to have a monster bestseller. So congratulations to you, Victor Davis Hansen. Good stuff.
Thank you.
You and I had a discussion during the break, and I wanted to make that our final discussion here in a short time we've got. Just why do you think there are conservatives, when I'm a lifelong conservative and you're such a big conservative from the Hoover Foundation at Stanford, you and I both agree. We love Trump. We think he's as good as you get. He's a Goldwater or a Reagan right now. You just can't do better. I'd like better, but there isn't better. Why do people like National Review and some conservative critics out there have this hatred towards Trump?
Well, I think most of them are on the East Coast, and their idea of conservatism is sort of wire-rimmed glasses and a bow tie and sober, judicious speech. They have a particular view of what class is. Their kids go to prep school. They were used to going to Fox News. Primary candidates always called them up. When a Republican president got elected, they went in and out of the White House. This guy, Trump, no political experience, you know, The Apprentice, Real TV, World Wrestling, the Queen's accent, they didn't like that. And then he didn't consult with them, and now they're furious, they're out of power, they're out of influence, and they blame Trump for nosediving their careers. I really believe that.
All right, well, Trump has been good to your career. He's got a great new book out, Victor Davis Hansen. It is called The Case for Trump. We really appreciate everything you've done for the conservative cause. You're a good man. Thank you for the work you do at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. Senior fellow in military history. Good man. All right, Victor Davis Hansen, have yourself a great weekend, my friend. Congrats on the book. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. I only hope my book does as well as his. My book comes out July 16th. It's called Trump Rules, and it's all about getting rich in the age of Trump. It isn't about politics. It's about the rules of Donald Trump that have made him a success that you can use in your own life to become successful. So in any case, right now we got a big hit, Case for Trump.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
92.